I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and welcome to my show. You know, I wanted to talk about something today because we're so close to the holidays, and I think people find it hard to balance their time between continuing to work and not losing traction there, and then also continuing to be part of their family. And so I wanted to talk about that today because I think that it's a very important thing. And so what I want to suggest to you is that you not leave one foot on the merry-go-round, okay? So if you're going to step away from work, step away from work. If you're gonna go to work, go to work. But don't try to do both things. And I had this idea the other day. I was sitting, I don't know if anybody out there is a Stranger Things fan, but me and my wife love to watch Stranger Things. We put the kids down, and then we binge watch as many episodes as we can get to before we get tired. Now, the other night, we're sitting there watching Stranger Things, and I'm watching it, and it's intense, right? It's an intense show. It pulls me in. I can't do anything else. And I look over, and my wife's looking down at her phone, clicking through Facebook. And I was like, I paused it. I was like, honey, why aren't you watching the show? She's like, oh, I can do both. But see, here's the thing. Well, she thinks she's the world's greatest multitasker, which she's much better than I am. But here's the thing. She's looking at her phone, and then she'll stop and go, hey, what just happened? I missed what happened. And you see, it's the same thing in our organization with our work and with our family, right? Here's the thing. If you're looking at your email while you're supposed to be hanging out with your family during the holiday season, and all of a sudden you look up and like somebody's like, oh, that was the cutest thing. Oh, what was so cute? You missed out on that. You actually missed something. Now reverse this. If you're in the office, you've decided to go to work, you didn't take time off, you've decided to be at work, right? You need to be present at work. Too often I see people in their office and like, what are you doing? What are you working on? They're like, oh, well, I'm looking at deals on Amazon for Christmas. What? That's not working. Why are you even in the office? Why are you even wasting your time to drive to another location doing something that you could just do at the house? It doesn't make any sense to me. All right? So here's the thing. In the holiday season, I think it's great to spend time with family. I think it's the perfect time of year to do that sort of a thing. But if you're gonna spend time with family, spend time with family. Don't get distracted. And if you're going to spend time at work, spend time at work. Don't get distracted with personal stuff. Okay, so don't leave one foot on the merry-go-round. If you step away from work, step away from work. If you're going to work, actually work. All right? Now, you know, I have a problem sometimes where I'll get together for a family occasion and my phone will buzz and there'll be some sort of notification and I feel immediately drawn to go and check that notification, but it draws me away from the actual thing that I chose to do. And we do that every single day in our businesses. There's stuff all the time when I'm having to work and do stuff in my business, and I'll get a text or a call from my wife saying, hey, can you pick this up after work from the grocery store? And I know I'm going to have to do that, but I'm still getting distracted in the meantime. I'm not saying don't reply to emails. I'm not saying don't take texts, but don't be distracted by these things. It's too easy to go down the rabbit hole of being distracted by every squirrel. Both, boom, you run into something in your work, and then boom, you run into something in your personal life, then boom, back to your professional world, then boom, and you get torn in these different directions. And it's impossible to focus and actually do one thing. Don't half-heartedly be at work, and don't half-heartedly be with your family. If you choose one, actually do that. Nobody can do both. It's not easy. It's ridiculous to think you can. All right? You can't do that. You just can't. Yes, okay, so a few years ago, I was working with this organization. And one of their employees, I'm not joking, one of their employees, it turns out, was spending about 40% of their time in the office on Facebook and on Amazon, like searching for stuff to buy and then playing around and updating their Facebook. Now, the reason that they ended up doing the IT group checked, right? This person had a lot of potential. They were really, really a good employee, at least for the first few months. And then they saw their productivity just nosedive, and they had no idea why. They're like, come on. And they had a couple conversations like, no, I'm working hard. I'm just trying to get everything done. I think it's just accumulative. I'm not able to accomplish it. And they're like, okay, maybe that's the truth. But things didn't improve. And they were making up excuses why projects were late and why they weren't actually being able to focus on certain things. And we decided to take an IT. He's like, what are they looking at during the day? Found out 40% of their time was spent on personal websites, right? On not personal, so no, but like on Facebook or on Amazon or these things that have no bearing in their business. This is a technology company. There's a software company. They're going to know what you're looking at. They're going to have everything down on paper and be like, look, we noticed that when you got into the office at 8 a.m., you checked email, and then from 8:30 to 10:30, you were on Facebook. How do you argue with that? This person was choosing not to work while they were at work. They're literally stealing time from their employer. They ended up having to let her go because she didn't change her ways. They talked to her, like, hey, you look, you need to fix this. You need to do something about this. And she never changed. Like, oh, yeah, I'll make sure I'll avoid those sites. The problem is organizations, they want to be able to trust you. They want you to be able to check Facebook, you know, once or twice if you need to during the day. They don't want to be that restrictive. But too many of these large companies now, because people are so blatantly unfocused, right, trying to keep a foot in their personal life and in their professional life at the same time, because people are trying to do that, there's a lot of these large organizations now that are putting blocks on any kind of site that they don't think that you should be on during work. I know one organization that I've worked with, you can't get to YouTube if you're on their servers. You definitely can't get to Facebook. You absolutely can't get to Twitter or anything else. They want you on either their internal intranet or doing research on your clients. That's it. Other sites aren't permitted. They said there's no reason for you to be on that. We don't want you distracted during the workday. Now, I get them wanting to keep people from being distracted, but that might be going too far, to be honest with you. And that might go, it's running the other direction to where you don't trust your team at all. But there's a happy medium, right? If I want to get into the office and check something personally, I should be able to do that. But you need to make sure, it's really up to you as the individual to make sure that you're focused on the work that you need to when you need to be focused. You can't spend 40 of your time doing personal stuff when you're supposed to be working. It doesn't pan out that way, okay? So I'm going to leave you one more time with this exact same phrase. Don't leave one foot on the merry-go-round. If you're going to work, work. If you're going to do stuff in your personal life, do stuff in your personal life. Don't try to do both because you won't be successful at either. So I'm going to give you a couple of tips. Here's ways that you can be more productive, right? Or at least more focused. If you're going to be in work, here's how to do that. Turn off notifications on your phone. Mute your phone. Put it away. Don't go to the websites you're not supposed to. I'm not saying you have to block, like officially block them on your computer. But be conscientious of where you're spending your time. And a great way to do that, right? The second way to do that, if you really want to block your time out correctly, put in some time to check personal email or Facebook or Twitter or whatever you want to go do. Put in time to do that. Put 15 minutes in and say 10:30. At 10:30, I can go look at this stuff for 15 minutes, but then it's back to work. And that was more like an incentive. Instead of just you wander into it and hang out there for a little while, then you wander back out and work some more, and then you wander back in and play around on YouTube and look at cat videos, and then you wander back out and start working again. No. You make specific times for doing that. And the thing is, the second you start making specific times and you actually hold yourself accountable for that, you're going to be way more productive because you're actually able to focus on work. You're actually able to be productive. Right? Next thing, second tip. If you're going to do this, you need to separate it real. As I said, don't try to do both. When you leave the office, don't check your work email. Don't respond. I mean, maybe you have a job where you have to be on all the time and you actually have to check your email all the time, but most likely you don't. The thing is we feel a lull and we're like, I better check work email. You feel guilty for enjoying yourself. Don't feel guilty. Right? If you should absolutely not feel guilty for leaving work at work, as long as when you're at work, you're actually working. That's using the word work a lot. No, look, do not feel guilty about spending time with your family and your personal life and your friends and doing stuff that has nothing to do with work. Don't feel guilty about that. So don't go check your email or check in with your boss if you're doing personal stuff. If you've chosen to do personal stuff, leave that stuff at the office. Just leave it at the office. But you can only do that. You can only relinquish that fear of, or I guess, not that fear, but you can only relinquish that guilty feeling if you actually work when you're in the office. Here's the thing, I've talked to people before, and they're like, yeah, you know, I check Facebook, and I play around sometimes during the day, but I'll work on my off time. And the problem is you're not being productive in either area, right? You're not making genuine connections and relationships with the people that you're spending in your personal life because you're checking your phone or email or whatever. And you're not actually getting work done when you're at work because you're distracted with all your personal life stuff. I know there's a continual blending of, they call it work-life balance, right? Don't agree with, but there's a continual blending of our personal lives and our professional lives. But look, if you want to be more productive, work when you want to work and play when you want to play and have a strict divide. Don't leave one foot on the merry-go-round. If you're stepping away from work, especially during the holiday season, step away from work. All right? Fantastic. Don't leave one foot on the merry-go-round. So, real quick, avoid non-productive activities. Prioritize what you're trying to do. Keep a rigid schedule. And then actually unplug if you leave. Lastly, I want you have to do this, right? You have to manage the expectations and communicate them clearly to everybody you're talking to, right? So tell your family, look, I'm working today. I cannot be present for these things. Or tell your boss, look, I'm off. Don't expect me to call you. Don't expect me to email you. Put an out-of-office reply in your email box. It's not hard. Just do that. Actually step away, okay? And if you manage the expectations correctly, you're not missing out on anything and nobody feels like you've dropped the ball on anything. Because that's the big fear there, right? Is we leave work for a little bit and we're like, man, I should check in just because somebody's going to think that I'm not trying to work hard or they're trying to think that I'm not. Well, look, if you're stepping away, if you're on vacation, if you're with your family, you shouldn't be expected to respond to email. Actually step away. If you manage the expectations correctly and you communicate it clearly with everybody that you're talking to, it's not going to be a problem. It's not. So it's. I want to dive a little bit further into this, right? Avoid the non-productive stuff when you're at the office and avoid the office stuff when you're at home. That's simple enough, okay? Prioritizing what's important to you. And during this season, most people think that family is very important to them. Yet they work long hours. Yet they check their work email. Don't do those things. Prioritize it. Actually stick to it, right? So if you decide, I am going to spend the day with my family, spend the day with your family. Don't check your email. If you decide that you are going to work that day, don't spend it doing online shopping. It's that simple. Prioritize. If you're going to do that, do it. Next, the rigid schedule. We spoke just a second. I mentioned it just a second ago. But if you're going to do something, if you want to do that, keep a rigid schedule. I'm working this time. And then I'll do 15 minutes before lunch, checking personal stuff, maybe shopping a little bit. And then I'll go back to work after lunch. Just keep a rigid schedule. Or if you have to check your work email, say, I'm going to check my work email from 8 to 8:30 and then I'm done with it for the day. Maybe you check in just in the afternoon. That's fine. But keep a rigid schedule. This wobbling back and forth between our personal and professional lives, especially during the holidays season, makes us distant, both at work and in our personal relationship. Don't be distant, okay? You can't do that. Coming back to if you're going to be with family, if you actually unplug. Whether you're with friends or relatives, whatever it might be, spend the time with them. Spend the time with them. I saw a family at dinner the other night, and they're all at dinner together. You can tell it's a family, and they're every single one, five people, right? There's two parents and three kids are sitting at this table, and they're all on their phones. And I don't think they're texting each other. But they're. Why even go out to dinner? Why even go out to dinner if you're going to be on your phone the whole time? Interpersonal communication is hugely important. I think we're losing a lot of that. So if you choose to spend time with family, don't say I'm spending time with family and actually just be playing on your phone, right? I'm saying don't play on your phone. I'm saying don't lie to yourself and lie to everybody else about what you're doing, okay? Actually unplug if you say you're going to. Lastly, manage the expectations of everybody, right? Of your boss, of your coworkers, of your employees. Manage the expectations of your family, okay? Here's the thing. My family knows that I'm working very hard. This week, I'm working. Next week, I've decided to step away. And so I'm only going to work two of the days next week because I want to spend the rest of the time with my family. We're going to go on a little trip. We're going to travel around. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be engaged in what we're doing, right? But I'm managing that expectation now. So when I say, hey, honey, on Tuesday, honey, I'm going to be working. So please don't interrupt me. I'm actually working. But then I'll be home. And then we can spend Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday together. And setting those clear expectations like that help me to stay focused in my work, and helps her to know that I'm going to be present, right, and in the thick of it when I decide to be. That's it. It's not that hard. You just have to stick to it, right? If you manage those expectations, nobody's let down. You're not let down. They're not let down. It's that simple. So let's go over the tips one last time, right? Avoid non-productive activity. Prioritize what you're doing. Keep a rigid schedule, okay? A rigid schedule of what you're trying to accomplish and stick to it. Actually unplug when you say you're going to unplug. And then manage people's expectations and communicate it clearly. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's not hard. We choose to allow ourselves to be distracted, okay? So don't leave one foot off the merry-go-round. If you're gonna have fun and play, do that. If you're gonna be working, work. That's it. It's simple. Okay, so I gave some advice to somebody recently, actually, and we actually got into a fight about it. But it's a friend of mine. He runs his own business. It's an IT consulting firm, and he was talking about how he's constantly being pulled away from his girlfriend to go to work, right? Or he'll go out with his buddies for the evening and then something will happen and he'll have to focus on work. And he feels like there's no clear delineation between when he's working and when he's not. And the problem is I'm watching him and I know he's getting distracted. And I was like, well, why can't you do this? Like, well, because I feel like I have to serve my clients because I'm there. I was like, well, they are like a 24-hour a day retainer. I was like, well, no, but I feel like I need to serve the clients. I was like, it's like 7 p.m., dude. You shouldn't be having to deal with work stuff if you don't want to. And he goes, yeah, but I feel like I have to because sometimes during the day I'll go out and I'll have like a long lunch with some buddies or some maybe, you know, I'll get to work late or I'll do some personal stuff or maybe I should be working. So I feel like I need to do that. So now he's not only stealing time from his clients while he's at work, now he's stealing time from himself and from his friends and from his girlfriend in his personal life. I told him he was unfocused. He wasn't going to be very successful. He's not going to do it right because he's always feeling like this ripping, this tearing between himself. And that's where I came up with the idea of don't leave one foot on the merry-go-round. It's because he couldn't step away from his business. I understand it being a smaller business, him being the owner of it, right? I totally get that. You feel like you can't really fully step away. But if you choose to work, actually work. If you choose to play, actually play. It's that simple. Don't leave one foot on the merry-go-round. It makes you non-productive. So I just want to leave you with this one thing. I hope everybody out there has a phenomenal holiday. And if you choose to be with your family or your friends, do that wholeheartedly. Don't leave part of yourself at work. Take that, actually step away and enjoy yourself. So I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. And if you want to reach out to me, feel free. I field questions on my show sometimes. So if you want to email them to info@joshuamevans.com, I'll go ahead and see if I can get them on the air here. So happy holidays and have a great season. See you next week.